Ansted-based salon owner Lisa Phillips has been named Sustainability Hero at the prestigious Most Wanted Hairdressing Awards. Lisa, who runs the Aura Salon in the High Street, fought off competition from a record-breaking number of entries to take the title. Established in 2001 by leading trade title Creative Head, for more than two decades, Most Wanted has celebrated artistic talent, innovation and original thinking in the British and Irish hairdressing industries. Lisa believes sustainability in hair salons revolves not just around environmental matters, but should also take in human, social and economic impact as well. My name's Lucy Mayer and I've caught up with Lisa to hear all about why her salon is a cut above the rest. Let's start off with the good news. You've been named Sustainability Hero at the Most Wanted Hairdressing Awards. Congratulations, because it's lovely to win any award, but what exactly is a Sustainability Hero?
Okay, so this is about being the most sustainable salon business in the UK, Ireland, Scotland, which is, and especially because it's an industry-related one, you know, we've won awards in business before, but this one is like a prestigious award that really recognises that within the industry you're making those changes. You're really striving to sort of influence the industry, actually, to become responsible to sort of make those changes.
How hard is it to be sustainable? We were chatting just before we started the interview about, obviously, for health and safety reasons, in salons, things do have to be ditched, don't they, after they've been used. There's not much, I'm imagining, that could be recycled.
So in the beginning, when you're setting yourself up, then yes, that is the biggest challenge, because you're used to one sort of system of doing things and then suddenly you're bringing something in that, you know, you've got to change the way you do it. But once you've got those systems in, it really isn't hard at all. You know, and actually, I think the biggest fear, everybody says, it's going to cost me more money. And in fact, it doesn't. It can end up saving you money. And also, your clients are so passionate about it with you. They're on that vision of what you want to achieve that they're prepared to pay just that little bit extra to know that they're doing good as well. And they feel safe. And so, you know, for us, it certainly wasn't a massive cost. I mean, we've been doing it since 2010. But no, it hasn't been a massive cost. And it's really just understanding how to do it and how to put it into your pricing structure. Once you do that, doesn't need to be a problem at all.
And when we talk about sustainability, I mean, you're taking it one step further, because you don't just want to be environmentally friendly, but you also want to look after people's well-being, your staff and also your clients.
Yes, so that is my biggest passion. I think, you know, we've got this thing going on at the moment about sustainability being really sort of trendy. And I think it can be so misleading, because people think that just by recycling, they're being sustainable, where that's just one pillar. You know, there's three other pillars. And so I am. It's all about helping the teams and also employing people from diverse backgrounds. You know, we've got a young lad that's got a disability, but he loves working for us and he really feels valued and part of the team. And it's also about the economic prosperity. You know, how do hairdressers afford to live in the way things are now? And once you understand that and you incorporate it into your business, the sky's the limit for the wages they can earn. So you're really contributing to the greater good for them to still be employed by you, not have to go out and look for other job opportunities, but still be able to sort of live in the standard of living that's kind of expected now.
Because with the cost of living crisis, you've got an actual salon. So I assume you're either paying rent or you own your building. But either way, you're paying for an actual premises, which is unaffordable to a lot of people. Mm. And you're now helping other salon owners as well. So how do you do it?
Okay, so again, it's, you know, once you have created a real vision and a real passion as to what you want to do with your business, you build your tribe that want to come to you. And, you know, our salon's fully booked every day. We never have a problem of attracting clients. The team are fully booked, and making sure that your pricing structure is viable to be able to run a business and make profit, which all goes down to the economic prosperity. You know, but if you're making a profit and you're providing those good services, your clients will keep revisiting you. And that's how you make sure that it's sustainable, basically. Sustainable for when the economic times change, that you can kind of weather any storm, really, that's going to be thrown at you.
What's your number one piece of advice to people when you go into their salons and you talk to them and they are struggling? Because at the moment, everyone is struggling in one way or another financially.
Mm. Well, first of all, there's a couple of things. The first one is I always ask them, what is your why? Why are you running a hair salon business? What is your vision? What do you want to achieve from doing this? Because once you really know your why, you get that passion behind you, and then you will do everything you can to make that business work. And then the second one is get right down to the core, the fundamentals of your pricing. And again, it's a big thing at the moment of talking about salon owners and stylists charging their worth. But if they don't know what their worth is, how can they actually charge for it? So it's really going back to exactly knowing your numbers from literally day dot of opening your door. And once you know that and you know how much you should be charging, then you start knowing your worth.
I guess your why was your mum, because your dear mum was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2010 and she helped you set up your business.
Yeah, so she gave me, you know, part of a deposit to be able to start my business. But obviously then, literally within 6 months of me getting my business, she was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and that became my why. That became my big, big vision, that I wanted to find out why she got it. Why do people get these neurological diseases? So I really sort of investigated toxins, the environment, stress, everything, which is what became my why to have, you know, a sustainable salon that was non-toxic, that was safe for my team, safe for my clients. And we were making an impact in the environment for the future as well. And yes, you know, I loads with, you know, my team do meditation, they do gratitude journals, they do all of this stuff, and they've got real growth mindsets. And I think that is a big impact stress on your life as well. So
we're hearing literally just yesterday, companies like Amazon are reinforcing the 5-day working rule in the office. They want people back in the office. How does that fit with you?
I do think it's a really good way to work. Not necessarily 5 days, but I think this is one of the things that I'm really for. I think the, you know, we've had a massive problem with mental health. And part of that, I think, comes from being isolated and not really mixing with other people, not having a purpose in your day. I think when you actually have somewhere to go and you're surrounded by a really supportive team, they can really lift you up. So I'm a real advocate for actually going to a workplace and working and being part of a team culture, but a balance, all about balance, you know. And actually, we don't just expect meditation to be where everybody sits and hums. It's not about that. Our team even like meditate when they're blow drying. You know, they can get into a zone, they can get into a really good state to just relax, center themselves. So it's about being around other people that are going to support them doing that. So yeah, I'm kind of for it, but maybe not 5 days.
Well, finally, how did it feel when you found out that you were, I mean, you've won many awards, but this award in particular, because this is something that is so close your heart, and then to be rewarded for it must feel amazing.
Yes, I was. And actually this year it was a really tough competition. You know, the people are beginning to understand the sustainability in our industry, which is fantastic. I'm so pleased. So actually it was quite a shock on the day to get it, although I knew we were a great contender for it. But it was that icing on the cake, that real, you know, I dedicated the award to my mum once we got up there and spoke about it, because unfortunately she's not with us anymore. So, you know, to me, it was the icing on the cake. I think the other thing is that I've just launched my coaching business for teaching salons how to become sustainable. So this was the real mark that they are recognising that sustainability isn't just about the environment. It is all of those other three pillars, you know, the whole thing. So yeah, it was just amazing. Felt brilliant.
And is this something you've spoken to your MP about? Is this something you want to take further? Because it sounds like, you know, a great idea and something that should be adopted nationwide.
Yeah, so I am in, I've always been connected to the council quite a lot. I used to run the Banstead Business Guild in Banstead and really embrace other businesses getting on board of collaborating together. But obviously lots of people since winning that award have kind of contacted me and want to talk about it. Potentially, I'm hopefully going to be getting a grant. And yes, I do want to spread the word. I think it has to come from people really wanting to do it and really understanding why they're doing it. But yeah, the message needs to get out there more. I think it's just that big fear of, I can't do it because it costs too much money. That's the first thing everyone says to me. I think it's getting over that. If we can just get that out there, it doesn't cost more money. You can find ways of doing it. Then I think everybody would do it, you know. So yes, it would be something I want to now really get out there a bit more.